This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is also Super Bowl Sunday tonight. If you're listening to us while you're watching the game, I'd just like to say we appreciate you being there. The we tonight in the studio includes me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Daryl W. Perry, who is one of our regular co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, recommended a story to us for tonight. He is actually watching the big game, Super Bowl Sunday here. But there's an interesting story that the folks over at FEE.org, the Foundation for Economic Education, are posting up here. Headline, no stadium subsidies, not even for the Super Bowl. Charles Hughes writes, this Sunday the New England Patriots will make their seemingly annual appearance, this time against the underdog Philadelphia Eagles. Minnesotans are undoubtedly feeling down after their promising team fell one game short of playing the Super Bowl at home. They should be upset about the generous public subsidies that they are paying for it. They need to look no further than more than $500 million in associated subsidies and public funds that went into the U.S. Bank Stadium. According to the story here, after the roof of the previous stadium collapsed under the weight of snow, it became clear that some kind of new facility would be needed for the team. Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf made it clear that he wanted public subsidies to defray the cost, unveiling a proposal that would have required about $400 million in subsidies.
Yeah, just about every team. I don't know of a team that doesn't get some kind of huge subsidy, and the reason is because teams get subsidies.
Well, the reason that, without having read the details here, I don't know if they make the argument of the other side, but, I mean, you can make the argument from the other side. The reason is that this is an economic benefit, Mark, that everybody in the area of the stadium, everybody in the region benefits from the stadium's presence there. This is a business that is more important than other businesses. Yes, we understand there are other businesses of people who've put their life savings into their businesses and risked it all. We understand that you guys exist, but the stadium business is much, much more important. This is the crown jewel of the area, of the region. We attract people from all around the United States, business that would not otherwise be here. So all of you in downtown, wherever it is that this thing is being built, wherever it is we're talking about, whether it's, you know, Minneapolis or whatever, all of you that own businesses, even though you're going to be taxed ultimately to pay for these subsidies, you should be happy about it because we're bringing you new business. These people wouldn't have come downtown possibly, and they certainly wouldn't have gone into your business. But it's because the stadium is there, so you should thank us.
Yeah, that's the notion.
It's entertainment socialism, and it benefits the rich at the expense of the poor, like all versions of socialism.
It's really the truth. I mean, ultimately, you pick your city. I don't care what it is. Let's do Tampa Bay, because both you and I are from there. We're familiar with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their stadium. Have you ever been?
I'm from Tampa Bay. Johnny Ray is not.
Yeah. Have you been from the Ray J Stadium, Ian?
I think I might have seen a Metallica show there, but that might have been the Ice Palace.
Yes,
I don't know.
The Ice Palace.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been there.
Okay. So basically, it's a stadium inside of a big parking lot, surrounded by businesses, most of them that serve alcohol and wings, right?
Sure, yeah. Good place for a bar.
There'll be some hotels and that kind of thing in the immediate vicinity. And I can't imagine, if you're across town, you know, a half an hour, 45 minutes across town, and that's not terribly far in most cities, that it is much effect for you at all if your team is, you know, going to the Super Bowl or whatever. And what about when it doesn't? You know, like, so it's just sort of a tribal activity. It doesn't have anything to do with the property taxes of a business or an individual across town. It doesn't affect you really much at all quantifiably.
Well, yes. I mean, that's probably the truth. But you don't, you know, the argument is that is this intangible of, well, yep. if you didn't have, and of course you can't compare apples to, or apples to apples in this situation, because if you have the stadium, you don't know if it would be different for you if the stadium weren't there, and so they ride on the idea that
you could say
it would be different.
Things are doing just fine in Las Vegas.
Where they don't have a sports team?
There's no sports team in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there is now. They've got a hockey team.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the NHL, the now, Golden Knights.
Now everything's yeah. better in Las Vegas that, because
it's
the hockey team.
I mean, everything was just fine in Vegas. I don't think there's much of an argument that life is better other than you get a sports team for which to root. And I'll say this as somebody from Manatee County, Florida, which mm-hmm. is a county south of Hillsborough, which is the county in which the Buccaneers are. We don't get taxed at all to pay for that stadium that I know of. Maybe there's some state dollars that go into it that come through sales tax that I might be unaware of, in which case everybody's getting taxed for it, and people in Pensacola on down to Key West, which is like 12 hours from each other. But I, you know, I liked the Buccaneers growing up. I like the Buccaneers now. Why shouldn't I have to pay but somebody who's a few minutes north of me does? It doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense for the people receiving the subsidies, though.
Absolutely. Welfare recipients always think that welfare makes sense. In mm-hmm. this case, you're talking about welfare for millionaires.
Yeah, that's
right. And multimillionaires, in many cases, in some cases, billionaires because of the owners.
Yeah, but Mark, you're trying to distract from the fact that they also employ janitors. They employ people who, you know, they're not making $1 billion
a year. Lots of businesses, like the Ice Palace that you just mentioned, employ people. Entertainment businesses manage to employ people without tax subsidies. It's really just sports.
Yeah.
It's really just, mostly it's football, in my opinion, but... It's a lot of it's just sports.
In Asheville growing up, we had the Asheville Civic Center, mm-hmm. and it was always on talk radio as being a burden on the city. I think the city owned it partly. The access parking-wise was terrible, and it was just a perennial problem every year.
Mismanagement.
Mm-hmm.
Declining
revenues.
Right. Usually the rates, because it's the government, they don't understand what a good rent rate is.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to be too high priced for these things. So you'll find other people undercutting them for a venue. And then you're like, well, what do we have the Civic Center for if all this stuff is going on elsewhere? How come it's not at the Civic Center? Well, because the union people,
the bureaucrats don't know what you're doing.
Don't want to, you know, we're not going to clean up for them for a 10% margin, but somebody else will.
I have a friend who's a banker in Asheville, and he said that way back in the day that land was owned by a city councilor, and he got a sweetheart deal to have the city buy it for the civic center. And that's why it's in such an inconvenient place and part of the reason why it doesn't work.
That story is repeated over and over and over again all across America.
Well, in this case, it's Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf, who said he wanted subsidies up to $400 million in order to build a new stadium for the team in that town, whatever the hell team that is in Minnesota. And after the state's House Government Operations and Elections Committee voted it down, the station or the team owner, Ziggy, he warned them that a failure to pass the deal could lead to serious consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Like losing your team. It's your team. You don't want to lose your team. Come on, guys. This gives the people of Minnesota something to rally around. This gives the people of Minnesota something to come together on. This gives them something to talk about over the water cooler. This brings people together. Sports gives people something to relate to one another about. You want to take that away from people over a paltry $400 million? I mean, you government guys, you can afford $400 million. You've got all kinds of money. What's the big deal here?
Well, the government people don't have any money. They just take it from people. And
who should be grateful that you are giving them something to talk about, something that they can have in relationships based on. It's their team. They can feel like they're part of something that they can win.
Yeah, I understand. The notion that I'm supposed to be delighted by the colors of the location, or maybe even some of the talent that's on a particular football squad.
It's your team.
It is if I say it is.
Yeah.
It is not if I say it isn't. And that's really the problem, you know? I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I don't think I've watched a game in 10 years. Not my team, really.
Could you name one of the players?
No. I'd have to call my wife. She'd know.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Your comments on stadium subsidies.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust. Dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype, so join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Or call the Discord, discord.lrn.fm gets you in there. And then you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show. And you can use the Discord on-air call-in line to call us up and sound really great. Discord.lrn.fm.
Whole Food Multi-Complete really is a singular supplement. There's not much like it out there. It's made from food, not synthetics, vitamins, and that sort of thing. So it has vitamins and minerals, but it's also got enzymes and probiotics and antioxidants, immune support and bone and joint support, energy support, everything that you need in one supplement, basically, at a price that nobody's going to be able to match otherwise, because they have spent a long time trying to put this together, and they've got connections that others don't. It's the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com. And you can learn more about this great product that I love, and I'm going to continue to take no matter what. You can enter coupon code FTL, and you receive 10% off your order every time. So always use your code FTL. Yes, they take Bitcoin. Yes, they take Dash. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
We're talking about stadium subsidies, and I am doing my best to channel the emotional aspects of the arguments in favor of stadium subsidies, and you guys are rebutting those. We'll get into more of what the Foundation for Economic Education has to say about the matter, and of course they're going to be against stadium subsidies. But the typical arguments for them are that, you know, sports teams are important to an area's economy. The claim that new business comes into an area because of the existence of a sports team, and so therefore that should justify the expenditure of taxpayer dollars on those stadiums. And then just sort of the general more larger concept of a sports team ties an area together, and that we need to have a sports team, and if you don't give them subsidies, they'll go somewhere else. And that's what I suspect that the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, Ziggy Wilf, was claiming when he told the state's House Government Operations and Elections Committee that voted down his proposal for up to $400 million in subsidies, that if they did not pass the deal, that it would lead to serious consequences. He even went so far, according to Fee, as to visit Los Angeles, at the time the top relocation possibility for NFL franchises, and policymakers at all levels then eventually relented. The subsidies should be enough to raise eyebrows and elicit concern on their own. But the Viking Stadium went a step further. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, government appointees of the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, who oversee the stadium on behalf of taxpayers and negotiated the deal, received free tickets to two lower-level luxury suites for all events. That's to say that the board members receive the tickets, not members of the public who are ultimately paying for the stadium.
Well, they are and they aren't, right? So the public's money is used for it, but ultimately, once you've been robbed, your money isn't yours anymore.
That's true. You don't really have any
It's really
over
those
it.
Politicians' money, and those politicians are the ones that grease the wheels. So they're the ones who are going to get the tickets.
The data on who gets the 36 seats in the suites each game wasn't made available to the public.
I'll bet it wasn't.
The justification that was given was that the suites are for marketing purposes and confidentiality is important for booking events.
It's really important to market to the people that give you the big kickbacks.
No doubt. Yes. Let's see here. Confidentiality, they claim, is important for booking event spaces, although the appointees admit that, quote, friends and family are often in attendance, unquote. The backlash to these revelations.
Did you ever get the tickets to the Tampa Bay Lightning tickets that they had at 105.9 when we worked there?
I doubt it. I don't think I've ever seen the Lightning game in my life.
Apparently
so.
Not. The thing is that you were sort of lower on the totem pole than I was, in
yeah.
the sense that I was sales and you were somewhere so between a
board op
disc jockey promotions. You were the lowest disc jockey, the highest board op,
yeah.
and then sometime promotions guy, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying
accurate.
To be cruel or anything, but I think that's pretty accurate.
That's accurate. Yeah.
And I guess I always wondered, it would seem like the disc jockeys would get this stuff, but I don't think they did. I think that they just kept them and they'd hand them to the salespeople as benefits and stuff. I mean, I went in there. They had unlimited drinks. I got hammered at that event. It was awesome.
According to the story here, they justified that it is for marketing purposes. The backlash to these revelations was enough to cause the chairwoman and executive director of the board to resign last year and the legislature to pass another bill to tighten oversight of finances and the suite use. So, I mean, that's what they're literally passing legislation over the executive suites and how they should be used at the state level. They're passing legislation about that. The Viking Stadium is just one of the more recent egregious examples in a now storied tradition of sports franchises squeezing residents for subsidies, often by leveraging the threat of relocation. One report estimates that the total amount of public funds flowing to the siting, construction, and operation of stadiums reaches up to $12 billion. Now, I don't know if that's over a one-year time frame or over a few years, but regardless, it's a lot of money. What are these localities getting in return for the generous public support of these stadiums? Not much. Most studies have found the stadiums have little effect on metrics related to economic performance, which is, of course, the main claim that you hear surrounding why public subsidies are necessary. And
well, I'm sure that it does very, very well for the businesses that are nearby, right? Like, if you've got a place called, I don't know, the end zoners, right? Yeah. And you serve beer, and it's right next to the football stadium, and it's full of whatever that local football team's gear is.
Yep, you'll do all right.
You're going to do really well because you've got the location. Now, generally, what you're going to find is that businesses surrounding the football stadium or surrounding anything of interest are going to have higher prices, so the commercial real estate is going to cost more to rent.
Sure is.
And those are the people, honestly, that should be paying to support the stadium because they're the ones that are benefiting from it.
The owner of the building to increase, you mean by, they benefit from the increased rents?
Right, the owners, you know, those sorts of things. And I guess that what that means is that the owner of the football stadium should really buy up the commercial property surrounding the football stadium and create a whole experience for people rather than just relying on taxpayers.
Yeah, but then they just ask for money to do that.
Well, the problem is that they've gotten money.
Yeah.
The first city that gave money to a professional sports team, the first, the city councilors that did that, they're the ones that should be taken out and beaten. Because at that point, once you give them a dollar, then $1 million, it's just the amount. There's no principled stand any longer. Best I can tell, every major sports team receives funding. There may be one out there somewhere, but I'd be really curious as to who it would be.
Right, because they can all just go out and shop around. They can shop around to whatever state or region is going to pay you the most. Most studies have found that the stadiums have little effect on metrics related to economic performance, such as local development or the growth rate of per capita personal income. While it may be hard to remember a time when subsidies were not the norm, in the early days of professional sports, the overwhelming majority of stadiums were privately financed. I'll tell you more about stadium subsidies here on Super Bowl Sunday. As you guys are out there, if you're not watching the game and you're with us, I appreciate it. If you're watching and still with us, that's pretty awesome. We appreciate you being here. You can, of course, call in still and take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts at 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. Like Freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in 2 weeks from now, we're going to be wrapping up the Anarchapulco, the fourth annual Anarchapulco event. We went last year. Mark, you went to the first one, I think it was. You
right.
Missed the second one. You went to the third one, and now we're going to the fourth one coming up here in a couple of weeks at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. This has turned into, I think, the premier fun, party, libertarian, networking, anarchist, voluntarist event. I mean, it is a great event. It's a great time of the year to be down in Acapulco as well. And if you didn't get your tickets for this year, well, I'm sorry to say it sold out. I mean, it's good news for Anarchapulco, but bad news if you didn't get your tickets yet. So what you're going to have to do is check it out from a distance by listening to Free Talk Live. And also, it's my understanding, they're going to be live streaming for the first time ever. So this year, even if you didn't buy a ticket, you can still apparently watch it as it happens at anarchapulco.com. So make sure you bookmark that, especially to block off some time for 2019 when you're definitely going to want to be in that batch of tickets that does get sold for 2019. Because it's a great event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there if you attend at anarchapulco.com. We'll be there, and that's coming up soon. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have been talking about stadium subsidies. Billions of dollars of public, of government money, of your taxpayer dollars going into these stadiums to benefit, as you pointed out, Mark, millionaires and billionaires. Let's go to Kathy. She's calling from New Jersey, I think listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about this stadium thing. There's one NFL team that does not get subsidies from the taxpayers, and that's the Green Bay Packers. They're publicly owned. You buy stock. And if they ever decide that they are going to move the team, they can't. It will be dissolved. It's in the charter.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How about that?
When they when they renovated the stadium, oh, gosh, I can't remember what year it was. They put up bricks. You could buy a brick. You'd pay so much for it. They put up different things that the public could buy, and they raised the money that way.
Oh, that's brilliant. So there you go. And where there's a will, there's a way. So, if somebody wants to build a stadium and the people in the area want to support that stadium, they're going to come together. They're going to figure out a way to do that fundraising.
Exactly. And I think that all stadiums should be done that way. However, there's too much money involved. It'll never happen.
No doubt. Well, I mean, yeah, it takes more effort.
So is there no owner for the Green Bay Packers? I mean, when somebody, when the NFL owners get together and they vote on rules for things, who represents the Packers?
I believe it's the president of the Packers and the general managers.
She said it was a public company, Mark, so that would be they would have a board of directors.
Yeah.
The people themselves own the team.
Yeah.
The team cannot leave Green Bay. So
I love it.
That's it, period.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing that with us. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, it's just I'm kind of politically, I'm a little right of you guys, but I like listening to you. I think you're a hoot.
All right, good. We're glad you're out there, and thanks for sharing your time.
Before she goes, I'm looking at something here. Kathy, I haven't spent any time reading this. I just want to be clear. I just did a little bit of quick Googling, and from Quora.com, a breakdown of funding information here about stations. Lambeau Field, Green Bay Packers, built in 2003. The project costs $295 million, I presume, is what that in millions
big
is
difference.
What that is. Yep. And private funding was about half of that, 43%.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says here public funding was 57% of it, 169.1%. Now, I don't know what that means, but they're on a big list with a bunch of other, you know, football companies. And
so maybe things aren't as they seem. Kathy, do you have anything to say to that?
No, possibly I am wrong. I have often been in my life, it's been pointed out to me a number of times. So possibly
maybe it used to be that way. Maybe when the Packers started, it was the way you described it, or maybe that's just an urban myth.
No, it wasn't an urban myth. It was. No. It was local money. It was just a bunch of guys that got together and played on their time off. That's why they were called the Packers. It was local companies, and it was local sponsorship and support that paid for it. And I do know that they do have publicly owned stock. So.
Okay.
Possibly.
Keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, she's right about that, Mark.
Yeah,
here at the Wikipedia article on the Green Bay Packers Board of Directors, that's the organization that serves as the owner of record for the Green Bay Packers. They have been a publicly owned nonprofit corporation since August 18th of 1923. The corporation currently has...
I like that organizational model better than I like this other stuff, I can tell you that.
It currently has 360,760 stockholders who own collectively over 5 million shares of stock after the last stock sale in 2012. There have been five of those stock sales, 1923, 1935, 1950, 1997, and 2011. And shares in 1923 sold for $5 apiece, while in 2011 they sold for $250 each. the NFL does not allow for corporate ownership. Instead, it requires clubs to be wholly owned either by a single owner or a small group of owners, and requires that at least one owner owns at least a third of a stake in the team. The Packers are granted an exemption to this rule, as they have been a publicly owned corporation since before the rule was put into place.
Right, before there was an NFL, they were publicly owned.
So there's some more information about that. Kathy, once again, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate the information.
Thanks, guys.
Very enlightening on the subject.
So looking at this list here, it's interesting. The MetLife Stadium, that's where the Giants and the Jets, that's two different teams, Ian, they play, says it's 100% private funding. And it appears to be the most expensive of the stadiums that I see on the list. So in that case, and we're just talking about stadiums here. We're not talking about other subsidies or whatever. That's at New York City, so I suspect there's all kinds of double dealing going around. Not exactly, to my mind, the most above board. But I see here on the list, Raymond James Stadium, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 0% private funding. So the only one that is 100% private is New York City.
Wow.
And the only one that is no private money is our hometown.
Amazing. All right. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There is definitely a lot of information. You know, obviously sports fans are very well researched, a lot of them, and so Lambeau Field, there's a whole article about that over on Wikipedia, and it does talk about funding. I just haven't had a chance to really look through here. See, here, according to this article, in 2013, the Packers announced a $140.5 million renovation project for the entrance of the Lambeau Atrium, which will be entirely paid by the Packers without public funding. So, you know, how many other times that has happened? Let's see. Corporate naming rights. On November 7th, the year 2000, 2 months after Brown County voters approved a sales tax to fund Lambeau Field's referendum, a different referendum was presented to the same voters, and that asked whether naming rights to the renovated stadium should be sold in order to retire the earlier sales tax created to cover construction costs. So it does sound like they've had some dealings with the government. So it's not a completely publicly or unpublicly funded situation there in Green Bay. But nonetheless, an interesting story.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But also interesting that that particular business model is now prohibited by the NFL. So anybody else that wanted to do the same thing, have a publicly funded corporation or publicly owned stocks, basically, they're not allowed to. So they're the only football team in the NFL that got grandfathered in with that particular structure.
Right.
So it's a great idea, but the NFL has said nobody else can do that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You may join us on the radio and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line, where you can call us through the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And speaking of the Discord, if you haven't gotten involved over there, our own Rich Paul just signed up and hopped into the chat room. So you get to talk to Free Talk Live hosts. You get to talk to many Free Talk Live listeners who, well, actually Rich was on within the last few weeks. He's moved back to New Hampshire. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No.
Yeah, he's back. And he's doing much better.
Nationwide?
He drove here from Michigan.
Excellent.
Without any plates on his car, which was awesome.
Well, so, I liked all the story up until that point.
Why?
Because it sounds like lunacy is what that sounds
like. He made it. Anyway, you can go and get interactive on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, many of whom you'll recognize. They are some of them are regular callers or irregular callers to the program. You know, people like Bankman or Libertarian Banker, some of the names that you might recognize from on air recently, they're there sometimes over at discord.lrn.fm. There are apps that you can download, or you can just use their web interface, and you don't have to download anything. So Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here sharing a story from the Foundation for Economic Education with just a few more thoughts on the idea of government-funded or taxpayer-funded stadiums, the hundreds of millions of dollars per stadium, the billions of dollars in total over a number of years that have accumulated to these corporate interests, corporate owners, individuals who are very, very wealthy people on their own, and they certainly don't need the help, but yet they have the weight to throw around. And they can, of course, claim they will pull out of an area if they don't get what they want, and so they tend to get it. But as the article points out, while it may be hard to remember a time when subsidies were not the norm, in the early days of professional sports, the overwhelming majority of stadiums were privately financed. As a study by John Siegfried and Andrew Zimbalist in the Journal of Economic Perspective shows, with the exception of four stadiums built with the intention of luring in the Olympics, quote, all major league facilities were constructed exclusively with private funds until 1953, unquote.
Okay.
Even today, when most stadiums elicit tens or hundreds of millions in public assistance, policymakers have another option. Washington football team owner Dan Snyder has been making noise about wanting a new stadium in the next few years, likely hoping to generate competing incentive packages from state and local governments hoping to host the team. Sort of like how the states will offer, you know, discounts to Walmart on property taxes or whatever, or a city will offer them a break in order to get them to locate on their side of the city line instead of on the other side of the city line.
Yeah, and I mean, the politicians love sports teams as much as anybody because it allows them to sort of get out in front of the parade and say, hey, you know, we brought this to you. You know, maybe they'll get out there. They'll be able to toss the ball. They'll be able to, you know, give a little speech beforehand. You know, I just want to thank everybody for this wonderful stadium, and we at the City Hall have provided this to you, and, you know, we're great because we did it, and thank you. Everybody have a great game. You know, that kind of thing.
All the people who've paid for tickets, and he goes and saunters back into his plush.
He paid too. He paid property taxes.
Not if he doesn't live in the city.
In many cases, they do, but yeah.
A lot of the bureaucrats here in Keene don't live in Keene. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, lawmakers across the political spectrum have recently introduced bills in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. that would prohibit the use of taxpayer money to subsidize any stadium or other facilities used by a professional sports team. If passed, these bills would allow the localities to compete on grounds other than the place that can cobble together the most generous incentive package. Virginia Republican Del Michael Weber.
That doesn't work, though, in that just because one state says that you can't do it, that's not going to change anything.
Oh, but it's a start, and I mean, good for that state for doing that.
Well, all you're going to do is drive out all the sports teams out of the town.
I guess they're willing to do that.
It's in order
to make a principled stand on this matter.
It's not a principled stand. These people aren't principled to save their lives.
Well, no, I'm just saying that saying no to tax dollars on this issue is some level of principle on that issue.
A principle, yes. I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that the difficulty here is that the market has spoken that these, you know, that the cities are willing to give because of the perversions of the state, perversions of taxes, those kinds of things, that cities are willing to give money for
sports teams
to be there. If the state comes in and says, well, no, you're not going to do that, all you've done is drive every sports team out of that state. Now, is that good or bad? You've got to ask Las Vegas, or I guess we've decided Las Vegas does now have a sports team. But, I mean, I've got a list here. Louisville, Kentucky doesn't have one. Richmond, Virginia. But that's the Redskins, the Washington football team. Hartford, Connecticut. But they're pretty close to New York City. Birmingham, Alabama. They like college football.
Why are we listing these cities? I'm sorry. Just because they don't have a sports team?
These are the cities, the largest cities in America that do not have sports teams.
Gotcha.
Rochester, New York. It's not even that big of a city.
No.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We're getting pretty small here.
Yeah, it's not that big. Riverside, San Bernardino is the largest.
Yeah.
But
that's basically LA.
That is LA.
Virginia Republican Del Michael Weber explains that although he's a diehard fan, he doesn't think taxpayers should pay for the stadium, and pointed to streamlined business regulations as one potential avenue for competition. Amidst the excitement in the run-up to the Super Bowl, don't lose sight of how much the public is paying. Minnesotans are paying hundreds of millions in public subsidies for U.S. Bank Stadium and the related privilege of hosting the Patriots and Eagles in this year's Super Bowl. In general, stadium subsidies fail to generate any meaningful return for the local economy, and policymakers should consider following the lead of Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. and prohibiting the use of public money to help build them. Now, let's be clear, they haven't yet prohibited them. Those are bills that have been put forward in those places. That doesn't mean those bills will pass.
They probably won't. I would think that a Super Bowl would provide a lot of revenue for surrounding, I mean, because everybody comes in from out of town.
Yeah.
It's very rare that you find somebody, oh, yeah, just around the corner. Everybody's coming in from out of town. Because,
sure, because they paid thousands of dollars for the tickets.
Right.
I mean, these are not poor people going to the Super Bowl.
Last I heard, they're $3,000 a ticket.
That's for the nosebleed seats.
And it is probably 10 now.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Isn't the claim that there's some big NFL boycott and they're trying to hurt the Super Bowl or whatever? Isn't that the claim over the whole flag thing?
Yeah.
Or the kneeling?
NFL viewing is down, but that doesn't mean that Super Bowl tickets are going to necessarily be down. I don't know that ticket purchasing
Are ticket prices higher this year for the Super Bowl, or are they lower than they were before?
I can't answer that. Yeah, I don't know.
If you're out there and you know the answer, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So basically, they're pointing out, and they do link to some of the article or some of the studies that they talk about, where they point out that there isn't any noticeable increase in business.
Is it for the Super Bowl, though?
I don't know. It'd be hard to study that, wouldn't it? Because you don't really have
For a
moment, there's going to be an increase in
hotel
business.
Rooms across the city are close to sold
but
out.
But that's true of any convention where you get thousands of people that come to the...
Things hold 60,000 people.
The stadiums, you mean?
Yeah.
There are conventions that have 50 to 100,000 attendees.
And then there are people, I would imagine, that there's probably just as many people that travel to town for the Super Bowl that aren't buying tickets... aren't even going to see the game.
Just going to sell stuff to people.
Right,
whatever.
I would think vendors just hangers-on and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody could deny that's the case, Mark, but, I mean, that's not the argument that anybody is going to make behind getting a stadium, is that, at some point we'll have a Super Bowl here.
You'd be an insane person to build a stadium for the hope that you might once every 10 years host a Super Bowl.
If that, right?
So Tampa's had a disproportionate amount of them.
Have they?
Because
it's warm.
It's warm, right? Tampa, Miami, New Orleans.
Right.
I know that they do the Pro Bowl out in Hawaii. That's got to be pretty nice.
So if you want to join us, you can. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight here, including the very first private police force in Great Britain, where, according to The Sun, they've got a 100% conviction rate. Also, we still have to talk more about savings and economics in one lesson, the book that we've spent more than a year trudging through chapter by chapter. And it's not a particularly long book, but
neither are the chapters.
We're not particularly good at getting them done on a decent amount of time. So that hopefully will come up tonight as well. And of course, you're welcome to join the program, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. And all of this as Bitcoin taking a major tumble down to around $8,000 per Bitcoin. Is it at its new floor, or is it going to continue?
6,000 at the
fall. You're saying 6,000. Mark, what do you think? How far is it
going
to go?
It's on its way back up now.
It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.